So your opinion of today's hearing and the process and anything that you heard might change your mind?
Well, I think we got a lot of information even before today's hearing. And really, we actually were instructed by our legal counsel that we really have to really reserve our opinions till tomorrow when we deliberate in public. And so tomorrow, for an hour, the whole public in New Hampshire will be able to hear what we think about the state of the evidence. But I do think I'm glad that I voted for a pardon hearing. It was great to have all the people here to discuss what they felt about not just Ward Bird's case, but, you know, problems like this in general with mandatory sentences. So it's very educational for me.
The purpose of the pardon hearing, what are you looking for? Are you looking for flaws in the judicial system, merits of the case, credibility of the witnesses? What's being considered exactly?
I think all those that you mentioned are being considered. But not only that, but also for me personally, I think the mandatory sentence is an issue. I mean, as a former prosecutor, I've prosecuted people who've done far worse than this and got less time. And so the fairness of the sentence itself, even the judge in this case said he would have given Mr. Bird less time than what he was forced to do because the statutes required a 3-year minimum sentence. So for me, that's the primary reason why I voted for a pardon hearing, and all the other factors you mentioned come into play as well.
And you meet again what time tomorrow?
I'm not sure if we have a set time. Okay.
With the weather, I didn't know if anything was being moved.
Well, we have another pardon hearing tomorrow, believe it or not. And we have to deliberate prior to that, and we are ending our council meeting at some time. We don't know how the time for that is. So somewhere in between the pardon hearing and the end of our council meeting is when we're going to deliberate.